NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Here is Lou Wood.
South Vietnam will send a delegation to the Paris peace talks soon. NBC News correspondent Wells Hangen has learned from authoritative diplomatic sources in Paris that the Saigon government will join the talks, but in just what capacity is not yet clear. President Thieu yesterday advanced a formula that would have put the Saigon team in the leading allied role at the talks, with the U.S. subordinate. But it also demanded that the Viet Cong's National Liberation Front play a second spot to the North Vietnamese team. This was rejected by Hanoi. In Saigon, U.S. Ambassador Ellsworth Bunker met today with President Thieu for the first time since the bombing halt was announced, presumably to discuss the new Saigon formula, and perhaps to persuade President Thieu that under the original terms of the loose our-side-your-side proposal that the United States worked out before the bombing halt, Thieu's government would have a full opportunity to express all its views. In Vietnam, the 19,000-man 1st Air Cavalry Division is being moved closer to the Saigon area to protect the capital from what U.S. headquarters calls a substantial threat by the enemy. The deployment of the 1st Air Cav underscores Allied fears that more than 60,000 North Vietnamese troops are massing in the jungles near the Cambodian border northwest of Saigon for a major attack. A broad area of the Midwest and South was jolted by a strong earthquake just after noon Eastern Time today. No casualties or major damage was reported, however. 19 states were affected, including Arkansas, Illinois, Ohio, Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas, Georgia, Kentucky, West Virginia, Nebraska, Iowa, Alabama, and Indiana. Some cornices and masonry fell from buildings, but that was about all the damage reported so far. The center of the quake was placed 120 miles east of St. Louis in southern Illinois near the Indiana border. More news after this from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. I was walking down the street the other night and I started noticing the things that people put in their cars for good luck. Fuzzy dice, little plastic dogs that bob their heads, old baby shoes. Well, I suddenly realized that I ought to have a good luck charm. So I asked my State Farm agent where I can get one. Philly said, you don't need a good luck charm. You got something much better. You've got low-cost car insurance from State Farm Mutual, the world's biggest car insurance company. You've got the best protection there is against the financial losses of an accident. And you're also protected against annoying delays, because our fast claim service will help you get back on the road sooner after an accident. I know, Sam, I said, but I still want to have a good luck charm. Have you tried old baby shoes, he said? Yeah, I said, but they didn't work. They hurt my feet something terrible.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
And again, Lou Wood.
Arrangements are complete for a meeting between President-elect Richard Nixon and President Johnson. That story from NBC News correspondent Richard Valeriani at Key Biscayne, Florida.
President-elect Richard Nixon and President Johnson will confer at the White House Monday afternoon on the transfer of power. A press spokesman said the conference will take place after the two men and their wives have lunch at the White House. Mr. Nixon told newsmen he also expects to see Secretary of State Dean Rusk in Washington on Monday before returning to New York City that night. The president-elect conferred this afternoon with Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge, his 1960 running mate. Mr. Nixon said they discussed the current state of East-West relations, Vietnam, and the Paris peace talks. Lodge, who is now serving in West Germany, was formerly the ambassador to South Vietnam. The president-elect also said Lodge had agreed to undertake still-to-be-determined special assignments for the new administration. Richard Valeriani, NBC News in Key Biscayne, Florida.
Mr. Nixon also announced that he will give his vice president, Spiro Agnew, an expanded role in the administration. The president-elect said Agnew's office of vice president will be in the White House and will be thoroughly integrated with the president's, working through the same staff and speaking through a White House spokesman. More in a moment.
Chesterfield 101.
Pleasure is a Chesterfield.
a silly millimeter longer, they taste one better.
Severe floods struck Italy for the second time in a week today, forcing mass evacuations from around the Mediterranean coastal city of Trapani in Sicily. No casualties reported. In Hong Kong, more than 100 persons were injured, 15 of them seriously, when a bamboo grandstand collapsed during a British military parade today. Again, the hour's top story. NBC News has learned that the South Vietnamese representatives will join the Paris peace talks soon. Lou Wood, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when it is Chesterfield's pleasure to bring you NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor 68 with this message from the campaign on behalf of retarded children. Mental retardation can be prevented, but only in limited fields. Today we know more than yesterday. Tomorrow we may learn more, but research takes money. That's why the National Association for Retarded Children asks you to give to your local Association for Retarded Children. Music now, Andre Gagnon and the orchestra with Don't Ask Why.
And he never settles for second best. That's why
people on the go more than ever seem to know Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Late news and information we can judge on you.
Morgan here at the helm of Monitor 68. At the helm. In this half hour, we'll be on the line with Bob Considine for a discussion of the mounting cost of presidential campaigns. First, a little music about the Sandpipers, their latest. Let's go.
You keep what you're feeling inside, all buried and boxed up inside. The love that you're feeling inside, the pity you're feeling inside. Society tells you stay cool, the shot you would let out, hold back. You're right now, but right now, hold back. Be
practical jack and hold back. You feel like you're busting inside. Your heart's in a desperate divide. Hold back.
Mercury leads the way for 1969 with a beautiful new Cougar, redesigned from head to tail, with even more European elegance this year.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Cougar is bigger and more powerful for 69. Our big new cat has a more powerful 351 cubic inch V8. And now, for the first time, Cougar is wild excitement. Comes in a brand new Cougar convertible.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Cougar, with flip-lid eyes, flashing tail, stick shift. Drive a real winner. 69 Cougar.
See, Cougar, it's clear we're a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Next, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Once upon a time, before the invention of Madison Avenue, it was very inexpensive to run for the presidency of the United States. But times change, and so do price tags. I'll be back with some unnerving statistics. But now, here's something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
Traveling, traveling, traveling on, going to the places people are gone. Come along, come along, and see the world. Going to the places where the people have gone.
We're always on the move, aren't we? Cross country or cross town, distance makes no difference when it comes to an accident. Mutual of Omaha can't keep you from getting hurt or getting sick, but they can protect you against the ever higher cost. Mutual of Omaha Health Insurance can pay you for hospital and doctor bills, and even provide cash for living expenses. And it does what most health insurance won't do. Goes right on paying even when you're out of the hospital and recovering at home. So why take chances? Call the man from Mutual of Omaha today. You can trust him to provide the benefits you need when you need them. After all, he's from Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Traveling, traveling on, traveling, traveling, traveling on, traveling, traveling, traveling on.
In the final week of his successful run for the presidency, Richard Nixon's better-heeled supporters were called upon to put up more dough. The same call went out from Humphrey's headquarters and from Wallace's. Edgar Guest, America's most understood poet, except Nick Kenny, once wrote, "It takes a heap of living in a house to make it home. It takes a heap of giving to make the candidate's home the White House, if the ghost of Mr. Guest doesn't mind a bad rewrite." An aide of President-elect Nixon estimated several weeks ago that his campaign costs will run to about $20 million. Vice President Humphrey's campaign bills will soar to about $15 million. Third-party candidate George Wallace's to perhaps $10 million. The estimated cost of President Johnson's easy victory over Senator Barry Goldwater 4 years ago was said to be in the $20 million range. Senator Goldwater's published figures were actually $19,300,000. Steve Smith, the late Senator Robert Kennedy's campaign manager, announced not long ago that the assassinated senator's violently aborted campaign was $2 million in the red. It won't be particularly hard for the Republican National Committee to pay off the tab for Dick Nixon's trip to the White House. A winner never finds that chore difficult. Help sometimes comes from odd quarters. Frank Sinatra and his Rat Pack, who had relatively little in common with the almost aristocratic John F. Kennedy, raised $1 million to help Kennedy's campaign from being taken over by the sheriff's office. JFK was much obliged. When William McKinley ran against William Jennings Bryan back in 1896, he did not actually run at all. He stood on the front porch of his home in Canton, Ohio, and spoke to such crowds as cared to journey there. Warren Harding did pretty much the same thing in Marion, Ohio in 1920. Calvin Coolidge, bidding for vice presidential consideration that same year, would take an upper berth from Boston to Chicago, set up headquarters in an empty corner of the lobby of the Hotel Blackstone, until one day the management threatened to throw him out unless he rented a room. Lincoln didn't feel he could afford the railroad fare to the convention that nominated him. The Democrats now have the problem of paying off Hubert Humphrey's bills as do the supporters of George Wallace. It's tougher to wipe the slate clean if the slate is owned by a loser. Still, Goldwater's bills were finally paid, largely through the efforts of Richard Nixon, the man the GOP had ignored after his 1960 loss to JFK and his 1962 defeat by Governor Pat Brown of California. The losers this time will have their bills taken care of, too. Contributors will remember that they might run again. Look at Nixon. The late Senator Kennedy's debts, however, are something else again. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now let's hear from Mutual Omaha.
Traveling, traveling, traveling on, going to the places people have gone. Come along, come along, and see the world. Going to the places where the people have gone.
Wherever you go, take along the health insurance that goes everywhere. Get all-round protection from Mutual of Omaha. Get cash when you need it most, when you're sick or hurt. See the man from Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow. Presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Simon and Garfunkel.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. She loves you more than you will know.
Beyond Warwick.
Promises, promises, I'm up through with. Promises, promises now.
The Baja Marimba Band. Glenn Campbell.
It keeps you ever in your own mind.
The Fifth Dimension.
Goes down by the rainbow. Drink my daddy's wine. Get happy.
And WNBC's All Dimension. Big Wilson, 5 to 9 a.m. Jack Hayes, 9 to noon. Charlie Brown, 3 to 7 p.m. And me, Jim Gerhardt, noon to 3. With the unmeasurable, pleasurable sounds you dig the most. All day, every day on WNBC Radio 66, New York. WNBC Radio 66, New York. At 19 minutes after the hour, this is H. Morgan from Monitor. If you're a sports fan, you're aware that professional basketball is a charitable institution devoted to the early retirement of the tall. And one of its notable beneficiaries would seem to be Rick Barry, a former scoring champion who looks as if he may repeat in another league. We'll meet Mr. Barry shortly.
Before you half remember what her smile was like, before you half recall the day you found her, kiss her now while she's young. Kiss her now while she's yours. Kiss her now while she needs your arms around her. For if you let a moment come between you now, it soon becomes a day, a year, a lifetime. Blink your eye, turn your head, and you've lost her.
Great enthusiasm greeted the Bell System announcement. Long-distance interstate rates are lower all day Saturday in Augusta.
He's so excited about it. He's been in that telephone booth all day.
Okay, Carl, come on out. 1, 2.
3 hours ago on a New York stage, a famous canary said this about Saturday's low long-distance rates.
Cheap, cheap.
In Nashville, songs are being written.
Long distance, the next best thing to be in there.
And back in Augusta.
It's Carl. He's come out of the phone booth.
Run to him, Frieda.
Next up, Monitor Sports. Run to him, Frieda. Brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
This is Bob Hope talking to you about a special service from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it does for your car what Medicare does for folks. It's a great way to help your new car stay healthy. You know, when I started driving, all you needed for Customer Care was a place to water the horse. But today, it takes a whole lot more to keep the family chariot running and a customer happy. But some dealers don't know it. To some, service just means a fresh coat of grease on your steering wheel. If you've been playing around with this kind of handicap, it's time you joined another club. Take a trip to your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers and watch the real pros in action. Here, everything goes as smooth as a 200-yard tee shot with parts and service that go together like a fine set of match clubs. They have express service for the minor aches so you can play through without waiting around. And in many places, real clubhouse comfort while you wait. Drop in soon at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers and try Customer Care. Tell them old Hardtop sent you.
Two seasons ago, Rick Barry of San Francisco was the National Basketball Association's scoring champion. Then he jumped to the rival American League. But before he was permitted to play, he had to sit out a year while his option expired. Now Barry has joined Oakland of the ABA, and he's scoring like he's never been away. A report from Don Grider, who caught Rick before a practice session.
Rick, you took a long time getting to the ABA. How did you like that year sitting on the sidelines?
Actually, the year off really wasn't as bad as I anticipated. I thought it was going to be extremely difficult for me to stay away from basketball, but I found that an athlete, I think, needs a challenge for him, and the fact that I didn't have the challenge of basketball, I was really looking forward to a long and tough off-season for me, or off-year. But I found a different challenge in golf, and I played a great deal of golf, and I went in 1 year from a 15 handicap down to a 5 handicap, so I was quite pleased with my game. But as of right now, I've had to hang the clubs up, and I'm concentrating on basketball again.
Well, of course, the ABA season is just getting underway. Have you found any more difficulty or anything any easier in this league?
Well, actually, it's a little bit more of a challenge for me right now to be playing because of the fact I have to do a lot more things on the floor. I am giving the ball up a little bit more and getting more assists. I also have to rebound a lot more and concentrate a little bit more on my defense because I don't have a great center like Nate Thurman getting all those rebounds and blocking shots and helping me in those two departments. So I really feel that I've had to change my game a little bit. It's going to make me, I think, a more complete basketball player. As far as it being any easier, I really don't think it's any easier to score. And the fact that the points are still coming to me just means that I really haven't lost, I don't think, the touch and the moves that I've had before. So I'm looking forward to playing against the rest of the clubs and seeing just what type of opposition I have to go up against. The only difference, of course, is that I don't have a Will Chamberlain or a Bill Russell I have to go up against in this league. And I only went up against them maybe 12 times during the year anyway in the NBA.
Possibly you haven't really had the chance to assess all the players in the league. You've played against several in exhibition and in the early season games. What do you think about the caliber of the talent?
Well, as far as the caliber is concerned, discluding or excluding, however you want to say it, the great superstar centers in the NBA like Russell, Chamberlain, and Thurman, if you were to exclude them and a few of the superstars such as Baylor and Robertson and West who have been established for a few years, and just take the talent overall in both of the leagues, I would have to say that the only major difference would be experience that the NBA players have. As far as the rest of the league is concerned, as far as competing on a team basis, if we can pick up some of the outstanding college centers coming out of the college ranks in the next few years, this, of course, is going to help us a great deal. I'm talking, of course, about a player like Lou Alcindor. If he were to decide to go into the ABA, this would escalate our development program, I think, by at least 2 to 3 years.
Rick Berry, thank you very much for talking to us. Best of luck in the ABA.
Thank you.
And now this is Don Greider reporting for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other night, an old friend comes up to me in the street and says, "Hey, Phil, is it really true that State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowners insurer, has such low rates that you have plenty of money left over every month?" "Right," I says. "Good," he says. "Then give me the $5 you owe me."
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
The temperature is falling.
Relax. The temperature never drops below Xerox. DuPont Xerox Antifreeze.
Pankowski, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's from a movie about an antique car. And I think the title refers to the noise the old jalopy makes. I sincerely hope I'm wrong. This is Coast to Coast Monitor, heard all around the U.S. of A., including the area of central and western Idaho, where we're heard on station KIDO.
On the Monitor Region.
I have an airline to tell you about. An airline that can lead you to unheard of islands of the Caribbean. An unheard of airline called BWIA. You'll find unheard of things on BWIA. Five hostesses, not four. Hostesses with gentle manners and gentle island accents. And the quiet men up front, pilots who earn their wings in the RAF. You'll taste unheard of things on BWIA, like fig bananas, a seafood called crab back, and a punch called Satan's Swivel. You'll find unheard of friendliness on BWIA, as relaxed and warm as the islands themselves. Call your travel man, or BWIA, and come to an unheard of island on BWIA, the unheard of airline.
Losing sleep over Long John Neville is New York's favorite pastime. The Long John Neville Show, midnights on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. It's 4:30, 48 degrees in New York and cloudy. Mayor Lindsay warned again this afternoon that the current school strike has spawned a rash of dangerous religious and racial hate literature. The mayor called for an immediate study to expose those responsible. Lindsay instructed a special 9-member committee to investigate and deliver a preliminary report back to him in 5 weeks. Meanwhile, there were no new moves today by any of the disputants to attempt to settle the schoolteachers' strike. A candlelight vigil is planned at this hour on the steps of St. Patrick's Cathedral. Representatives of several peace groups say that the vigil will represent a protest against the church's silence in the Vietnam War and the sentencing of 9 anti-war demonstrators. 2 of the 9 Catholic anti-war demonstrators sentenced to federal prison terms in Baltimore yesterday are Syracuse natives and Roman Catholic priests. Elsewhere in the news, President-elect Richard Nixon will meet with President Johnson on Monday at the White House to discuss the transition of government. The announcement was made this afternoon by a spokesman for Mr. Nixon at Key Biscayne, Florida. An earthquake has rumbled through 19 states in the Midwest and South, but no major damage or casualties have been reported. In college football being played this afternoon, all halftime scores, Michigan 20, Illinois nothing, Dartmouth over Columbia 17 to nothing, Virginia Tech 17, Richmond 6, Rutgers 17, Connecticut 7, also halftime, Yale 16, Pennsylvania nothing, Holy Cross 27, Massachusetts 7, South Carolina 26, Wake Forest 7. Couple of final scores. Syracuse took one from William and Mary this afternoon. The final, Syracuse 31, William and Mary nothing. And a final, Harvard 9, Princeton 7. The forecast, increasing cloudiness this afternoon, mostly cloudy and cool tonight with a chance of rain late tonight and tomorrow. The present temperature, 48. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
Hello! This is Monitor 68. The next voices you hear will be those of the Lettermen, obliging with their latest, Mary's Rainbow.
Along the avenues of my memory, a thousand pictures hang along the way. And each new turn I take provides a fascination in dreams of a forgotten yesterday. I walk along and I see Mary's rainbow hanging there in my memory, so I stop and stare a while. But then I see the rainbow is fading, the colors hiding visions of her smile, and then I call her name.
Let's try again. Now we've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way. We've got an all-new Montego this year. Nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer a winner.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way for 1969 with the beautiful new Mercury Montego, the winning intermediate from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Montego.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Montego, with the look that makes an automobile truly beautiful. See all the winning new Mercury Montegos at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Montego is here, drive a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Next, monitors ring around the world. A weekend series of close-ups of people and events in this country and abroad. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. In a moment, a look at some of the problems facing President-elect Nixon in his relations with the 91st Congress.
Hello, I'm Pat Paulson. One night I was sitting in my den trying to relax with a good book in front of a roaring fire. I found it difficult to relax because I don't have a fireplace. Considering the situation carefully, I decided to call the fire department. And I also called my State Farm agent. I called him because I have a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowner's insurer. A policy that protects my home and belongings, that covers them in case of fire, storm, theft, that protects me in the event of, perish forbid, a liability lawsuit. Soon I had a check from State Farm to cover damages. I still don't have a fireplace, but I read a lot in front of the furnace.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now, Robert McCormick, NBC News, Washington.
President-elect Nixon has won personal vindication. He's won the respect of many professional politicians of both parties. He's won the presidency of the United States. And he also has won a large bag full of trouble with Congress. The 91st Congress, like the current 90th, will presumably be conservative, but it will also be democratic. And that simple fact alone means some degree of frustration for Mr. Nixon. But also, so many so-called liberals were elected or re-elected that the elections can scarcely be considered a repudiation of the liberal label. On the Republican side of the Senate, Mathias defeated Brewster in Maryland, but Mathias' voting record in the House was every bit as liberal as was Brewster's in the Senate. And Javits of New York retained his Senate seat by a margin equal to the total number of votes racked up by both of his two major opponents, and Javits is considered a symbol of the independent liberal in the Republican Party. Also, the Republicans failed to knock off such Democrats as Ribicoff of Connecticut, Church of Idaho, Bayh of Indiana, McGovern of South Dakota, and Nelson of Wisconsin. All are classified as liberals. All had been thought to be vulnerable. The Republicans and Southern Democrats can probably continue and even strengthen their coalition, which presumably would help Mr. Nixon, but the liberals of both parties will also have considerable strength if they can cooperate. It might be a negative strength, might be used primarily to block legislation, but that, too, could be bad news for Mr. Nixon. So it is that Mr. Nixon's happiness over what he won must be somewhat tempered by worry over what he didn't win. Robert McCormick, NBC News, Washington.
Ring Around the World, another in our series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This report has been brought to you also by A to Z Rental. The party season's on. Let your local A to Z rental center help you really have a fun time. Borrow extra folding chairs, tables, punch bowls, percolators, silverware, dishes, glasses, all you need for any party, from a formal banquet to an informal buffet, and at reasonable rates. See the yellow pages under Rental Service for your A to Z rental center. Borrow whatever your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z Rental Center. More music on monitor as we hear from Dean Martin, a versatile fellow who sings on his own comedy show, or if you prefer, tells jokes on his own musical show.
Wagon train of love is moving slow, and I can see the peace pipe burning low. You criticize each little thing I do, but listen, baby, I've got news for you.
Among the guests to be featured this next week on NBC Radio's Now series will be top recording star Mary Hopkin and James Earl Jones, the actor who won rave reviews for his leading role on Broadway in The Great White Hope. Listen to Now every weekday afternoon on NBC Radio. My name's H. Morgan. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
How long does it take to tie a shoelace? Quite a long time if you're mentally retarded. But the mentally retarded can be helped. Many are even earning all or part of their living in private industry. But this help takes money. That's why the National Association for Retarded Children asks you to give to your local association. Thank you.
After that, relax. With me, Jack Hayes, 9 to noon weekdays, right here on WNBC Radio 66, New York. WNBC Radio 66, New York.
On we go with Monitor 68, checking up on the meteorological conditions around the country, as well as the weather. In a word, it's bad. With a storm system in the Gulf of Mexico lashing the southeastern states with tornadoes, with Tampa and the town of Anna Maria in Florida reporting several persons injured, a snowstorm is developing in the southern Appalachians with 4 inches forecast in the mountains of North Carolina and spreading even into Georgia. The only region of clear skies is in the southwest.
The latest insurance figures state that 1 out of every 4 Americans will be involved in an automobile accident within the next year. And more than 50,000 people will be killed. Poor visibility and bad weather will be the cause of a great percentage of these tragic accidents. Play it safe by replacing your dead wipers with fresh new Anco wiper blades or refills. Don't judge by appearance. The rubber may look okay, But the sun, wind, and oily road film dries out the best wiper blade rubber, and you have dead, streaking blades. Look for the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. They're in over 165,000 service stations across the nation. And they're stocked with the finest ANCO windshield wipers, refills, and arms. The man at the pump can quick-fit your car in seconds with ANCO. Whether you have the hidden or regular wipers, or the kind used on foreign cars, he knows exactly what your car needs. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Once again, a little music, this time from the singing group known as Harper's Bazaar. Even if you forget the tune, you'll certainly forget the title. I Love You, Alice B. Toklas.
I love you, Alice B. Toklas. And so does Gertrude Stein. I love you, Alice B. Toklas. I'm gonna change your name too.
Sir Francis Chichester thrilled the world when he sailed around the globe alone in a small boat. That's how he became Sir. Queen Elizabeth knighted him for it. Now his adventures are set forth in a new book, Gypsy Moth Circles the World. And Sir Francis discussed some of the dangers and rewards of his voyage with our monitor reporter.
Sir Francis, where did you first encounter serious trouble, and how did you deal with it?
I had quite a surprise one night. It was the night of my birthday, 17th of September, and I had been celebrating. I had some very good champagne I'd been given before I left, and I really was happy that the beautiful sunset and the sailing absolutely at its best. Uh-huh. And when I turned, I was fast asleep, and suddenly the boat was hit by a squall, uh-huh. And I had about 2,000 feet of sail set, everything the boat could carry.
And did she get was knocked down?
Yes, yeah, she was over on her uh-huh. side, and this is one of the occasions when I do.
Uh-huh.
Because when you come up, you can see that there are about, I should think, 20 things, separate things you've got to do.
Right.
And you really are seized with a feeling of panic.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell myself what I must do next, you see. If you say, well, go and take down that big Genoa first, and get that pole in, and get your mizzen staysail down, and then now next your mizzen, next your main, mm-hmm. so on, and gradually you can restore order out of this mm-hmm. chaos.
You mentioned having felt a certain spiritual loneliness at times during the voyage. Could you tell us about this?
It's a very difficult thing to make sense of. But when I was in the Southern Ocean off the Cape of Good Hope, it was extraordinary, first of all, because it was teeming with bird life. There'd sometimes be 10,000 birds around the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, because I had this extraordinary feeling of spiritual emptiness. It was rather as if a single-handed astronaut feeling out there lost in space. And this is extraordinary because you don't feel it in other oceans. In the Atlantic, for example, you always feel the place is teeming with spirits. And the Pacific is a very friendly feeling there.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Sir Francis, how would you describe the joys and the challenges and the rewards of sailing, especially for the young?
Well, it seems to me that we can answer your question by an illustration.
Mm-hmm.
Take the case of this young American sailor, Robin Lee Graham. Now, he started off from California to sail around the world alone at the age of 16.
Mm-hmm.
And he not only has started, but he's got halfway around. The initiative and enterprise and action that he's showing, and the achievement he's already made, is something that any nation can be proud of, I think. I admire him enormously.
Sir Francis, is there another voyage in your future?
Well, I think life would be extremely dull if one hadn't got hopes of something else popping up.
If one didn't have a dream, right, yes. Well, Sir Francis, we want to thank you very, very much for coming here to Monitor and talking to us today about a magnificent book called Gypsy Moth Circles the World. Our Monitor guest, Sir Francis Chichester, whose fantastic round-the-world sea voyage in Gypsy Moth ranks among the greatest adventures of all time.
Now Jerry Vale with his brand new one, Where Are They Now?
As my life passes by me, all the things I ever loved have gone away. And my visions of a new tomorrow fade into a dream of yesterday. As my life passes by me, I can hear my memory crying out the truth. That the only joys remembered are the ones that were surrendered to my youth.
coast to coast, you're traveling with Monitor.